programmer in the UK fed 300 million facts into a computer program that he wrote and determined that April 11th, 1954 was the least interesting day since 1900. From news and events, the program determined that fewer important things happened on that day than the others of the century. In one sense, that must have been a great day. The old Chinese curse says, "May you live in interesting times." Sometimes interesting is not good. It's nice to have boring from time to time. But when I read about the most boring day, it reminded me of an old math problem. The prof would say, "Find the first non-interesting integer, or real number, or irrational, or whatever." We'd go through the list excluding numbers. One is the identity, so it, you know, of course is interesting. Two is the only even prime number, very interesting. Three is a prime, four is a square, and so on. We could find something of interest for a lot of numbers. But eventually, we'd get to a number that we couldn't find anything interesting about. Let's call it X. So we tell the prof that X was the first non-interesting number. Okay, do you see what's going to happen next? Yep. By virtue of X being the first non-interesting number, it becomes interesting. And the process continues. So there may not be a lot of major events that happened on April 11th, 1954, but it just got a little more interesting in my book. This one-minute podcast was sponsored by Aztec. Check them out at aztecweb.com to increase your web traffic, conversions, and sales. See you next week.